Once again, happy Easter to you all. Easter Sunday, also known as Holy Humor Sunday, because from the 15th century on, the church in Germany, and then it spread throughout, was actually mandated. The priests were mandated back then because of the importance of this day and the joy that is to be experienced. They made the priests tell jokes during their homily. They must not have laughed much in the 15th century in Germany. So I feel that obligation, and I hope you feel obliged then to laugh, even if you don't find humor. It's a joyful day, Holy Humor Sunday. Why Holy Humor? Because it's on this Sunday that we celebrate the fact that God played a trick on Satan when he thought he had won. On Good Friday, look at the Son of God dead on a cross. Satan thinks, I win. And God says, just wait. And he gets the last laugh as Jesus comes out of the tomb. Lent is over, but perhaps a little Lent humor. I probably shared this, but nevertheless, why not? You heard the story of the man who walked into the bar, right? Sits down, orders three beers. One, two, three, in a row at the same time. He's heard this one. Good. Many others have. Bartender notices this peculiar habit, and he asks him, what is this? That you order three at the same time, and then you proceed to drink them all three together instead of one after another. He said, well, you see, my two brothers, whom I love dearly, have moved far away. And we made a pact when we separated that whenever we sat down at the bar to have a beer, we would immediately order three, and then imagine just sharing that beer with one another to stay close. The bartender said, that's a beautiful gesture. Three brothers staying close together, even though distanced by space. A couple weeks go by, and the man walks in, and his head hung low. He says, bartender, only two beers today. The bartender says, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Must have lost one of your brothers, huh? He says, no, not at all. They're healthier than I am. It's just that I gave up beer for Lent, but they didn't. Well, Lent's over, everybody, and those of you who gave up beer, congratulations. You made it. On that note, what's the best beer to crack open on an Easter Sunday? Rolling Rock? Rolling, okay, great. Good. We're off to a great start here, I see. Thank you. No, but you have heard, though, the not true story of a man named George who wanted to take his beloved wife, her wish, to go to the Holy Land. She said, yes, I will. You can take me, dear, to the Holy Land, but I must take my mother. It's her wish, and she is in her old age, and she just wants to go. He says, fine, your ma can come along. She was in fair health. I said, what do we have to lose? So there they are in the Holy Land where Jesus himself walked, tracing the footsteps, going to the empty tomb that is written, he is not here. And as they were making their way, unexpectedly, George's mother-in-law died in the Holy Land. And George went to the undertaker and he said, I don't know what to do. We're thousands of miles from home. What's it going to cost to get her back? He said, oof, with licenses and fees and the travel, it's going to be $10,000 or more. Said, okay, what about here? He says, here, we bury for cheap. You can get her in the ground in no time for $500. What do you think? Thinks about it for a while. George does. Comes back to the man. He says, let's fly her home. I'll pay the money. Money is no expense. He says, wow, George, you must have really loved your mother-in-law. He says, no, sir, not at all. I just know that 2,000 years ago, a man died right here. They put him in a tomb, and he came out alive. And I can't take that chance. That's the truth. You all have wonderful mother-in-laws. You can thank Jesus for that. But the truth of the matter is that what George believed is true. That a man went into a tomb dead as a doornail 2,000 years ago and by his own power rolled the stone, The rock opened and walked out. I was sitting there, because the bishop does all the preaching during the Holy Triduum. We have the 3 days off, so I have a lot of time to reflect. And as the bishop was preaching beautifully last evening at the vigil, it just dawned on me. I believe this stuff. I believe that. Not by my own ability, by God's sheer gift. I believe that a man went into a tomb 2,000 years ago, fully human, dead as a doornail, and walked out. And that tomb is empty today. And that man's name is Jesus, and he just so happens to be God, and he reigns supreme. And as I was sitting there, I wasn't there 2,000 years ago. But because of the apostles and the women who knew him and saw him and testified to it and died themselves martyrs, so that you and I today, in a hurting world that's much in need of grace and salvation, as much as it was 2,000 years ago, can come on Easter Sunday morning and say, I believe that there's an empty tomb in Jerusalem, 6,000 miles away, that used to hold the body for 3 days of a man who claimed to be God and then proved it by rolling back the rock and walking out. I was astonished as I sat there and delighted at the fact that I am able to believe that, thanks to you, thanks to Mom and Dad, and thanks to the grace of Jesus Christ, who came to me at baptism and said, I'm going to give you the gift of faith so it can change your life. So you can know in those dark moments when all seems lost, when it seems as though the devil himself has won, you can know that there's an empty tomb that stands as a testament to the fact that Jesus is powerful over sin and death. We believe this stuff. And so we should act like it. What did it do for those apostles? It gave them extraordinary confidence in the absolute power of Jesus Christ, so that the dark places in your life right now and mine, those places where we're poor, where we can't fix it, where we can't do this, where things seem lost, you can say, Jesus, you rose from that tomb, rise again right here into this part of my life and do what you do. Destroy sin, destroy death, raise up a fallen humanity. Jesus, do what you do because you're alive. Do what you do right now in my life because you are alive. And there's an empty tomb 6,000 miles away that is proof enough. And the martyrs after, who shed their blood so that you and I can stand here today and say, Jesus, you're alive. Conquer sin again for me. Conquer the death in my life. Do everything for me, I beg you. And give me a transformation of heart so that I will not be afraid. As a young man, I was afraid to go to Mass alone. As a young man, I was afraid to pray with people. I was afraid to even make the sign of the cross at a restaurant. Now I'm doing this all the time. Praying with people all day long. It's not by my gift, my grace. My goodness, it's what Jesus does to us. He transforms weak hearts into soldiers for him and his kingdom. And this Easter Sunday, this Divine Humor Sunday, is a chance for us to step back and see Jesus pulled the greatest trick, April Fool's joke, on the Satan imaginable. You think you win, huh, big guy? Nope. Jesus says, I do. And he invites each and every one of us to say, can I share that victory again with you today, this year? And we'll renew it again in another year, because we need to renew it yearly, because we forget that there's an empty tomb 6,000 miles away that used to hold a body and does no more, because that one is alive and well. Jesus wants to fill us with confidence in his power and goodness. He wants to transform our hearts from our feeble, fearful lives into extraordinary confidence in Him and the wherewithal and the faith to bring Him into every bit of darkness, every bit of doubt, every bit of despair, and all the sin that stands before us, and say, Jesus, rise right here for me. And His response, I will. I have, and I will again. I believe this stuff, and it changes everything today and tomorrow and the day after. What a wonderful celebration. We believe that He's risen. We are confident in Him, and we beg Him to come and transform us. Jesus, come again in Your power over us, over sin and death. Fill us with Your life and give us the joy to share that with a world that is so much in need of You. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.